Please rise for our Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please call the roll. General Administration, report number 8.
This is the Board of Education acceptance of the recommendations from the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee for meetings held on September 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 29th, 30th, 2025, and October 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 7th, 8th, 10th, 2025. That having the recommendation of the Committee on Special Education, Committee on Preschool Special Education, and the 504 Committee, the Board of Education of the Ogdensburg City School District does hereby accept the recommendations as presented this 22nd day of October 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second. Please call the roll.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lawler?
Aye.
Mr. Lawler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mr. Roberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Desai?
Aye.
I would entertain a motion for the approval of regular meeting minutes and the public hearing minutes held on September 22nd, 2025.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr.
Lawler?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Testani?
Aye.
Mrs. Grizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. Mr. Kendall, are there any letters or communications for the board?
None this evening.
Comments relative to the agenda? General Administration, report number 1.
This is the capital project construction presentation update. I've got Jessica Miller and Kevin Kroger here from CNS to give the board kind of an overview of where we are and where the next couple of months will be taking us.
Welcome.
Currently, the Create space is making some really good progress in the last couple of months. I think as of the last board meeting, we had reported that we lost a team member who has since been replaced from the construction team, and since then we've made a lot of recovery in our schedule down the Create area. We are still looking at roughly mid-December turnover for that space. Currently, as of today, all the exterior work is complete. The new overhead's been installed. All the exterior concrete work is done, and the new fencing got put in today. We are focusing heavily on the interior. We are at the point of starting to install finishes. We've got pretty much all the new walls sheetrock, primarily painted at this point. We're starting to put in flooring. We're expecting to start receiving some of the finer finishes, doors, casework, tile, and all that good stuff over the next couple of weeks. So right now we are on target, as I said, to turn that space over by mid-December. In the Golden Dome, inside the Golden Dome, we're still advancing the gang bathrooms in the west end of the dome. We have masonry divider walls going up on the interior now. We should be moving to interior finishes in there within the next couple of weeks. As far as looking ahead at the next few weeks, we are expecting, hopefully in roughly a week and a half, to start working in the hockey locker rooms, sort of begin the renovations there once the JV football season is over and they've had the opportunity to clear their stuff out of there. A couple weeks after that, we should be diving into the football locker room once the varsity season is over. And as soon as those two seasons are over, that's when we're going to break loose and really start the major renovations on the interior, including all the insulation renovation on the underside of the roof. On the exterior, we are advancing a lot of the remedial work. We have parts and pieces going on. The concrete abutments, I don't know if anybody's seen them, but they have been stripped down to sound concrete and patched. They still have a finish coating to go on them, but that's nearing completion. We should be refacing the gutters around the bottom of the roof in the next few weeks. The stair tower has been re-roofed. We're waiting for the doors, the light and the infill, or the borrowed lights, the glazing panels, and the infill panels that we're told are supposed to be coming next week, so hopefully that will be weathered in within a month, I should say. the ramp at the south end of the grandstand tomorrow and Friday will be complete. By Friday, it will be completely installed. It's about 75% done now. So by the game Friday, it's supposed to be done.
Wonderful.
Yes. What else did I miss in the dome? Is that everything? Okay. Then the last big piece is the new building down the road here. We have the foundations complete. We have most of the underslab rough and done. The backfill has been ongoing this week. We are getting to a point where we can start. There are grade beams that tie the foundations together. Those are being formed now, poured early next week, and then we'll be installing trench drains and trying to work our way up to the underside of the slab. So that's what we'll be doing for the next few weeks anyhow. The building itself, the skeleton, is supposed to arrive the first week of November. Mm-hmm. That's next month. The first week of November, the 5th, is when it's scheduled to arrive, so we should start seeing steel going up in the air in the next couple of weeks.
Any questions?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much.
Report number two.
This is our annual school fire inspection report. That having the approval of the superintendent of schools, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District is hereby accept the annual fire inspection report on the 22nd day of October 2025.
Is there a recommended action? Please call the roll.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Mrs. Luckey?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
This is the final review and adoption of the Augsburg City School District policies 4526, 4526R, 4526.1, 4526.1R, and 8113. They have the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District is hereby approved the adoption of policies of the policies named above presented this 22nd day of October 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second. Please call the roll.
Mrs. Luckey?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Tassan?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Report number four.
This is the resolution to approve the contract with Day Automation. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the contract with Day Automation with an estimated cost of $4,477,265 as submitted this 22nd day of October 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Nastan?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr.
Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Laughlin?
Aye.
Mrs.
Luckey? Aye.
Report number five.
This is the 2025-2026 tax roll adjustment. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the reduction of the 2025-2026 tax levy in the amount of $1,179.78 this 22nd day of October 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Tassani?
Aye.
Mr. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Luckey?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Report number six.
This is the 2025-2026 property tax collections. No action necessary. This is for information and discussion only. I think you'll see the collections are up pretty significantly this year because of the three installments.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that, you know, almost 75% of taxes collected. It has to do with the fact that we allowed our community to spread that out over three payments. We're not dealing with as many late payments as we have in the past, so I think the community has said loud and clear, thank you. And by doing so, we're only a third or quarter of a way left. So, and I've got to say thank you to Rachel. She's been on it, and she's thorough with it. She's done a great job this year, knowing that there's three separate installments. It's more work on her, but she's done a phenomenal job.
Great. Anyone any questions, comments? Report number seven.
This is the board acceptance of the annual audit for the 2025-2026 school year. It was a very successful audit year. We received a clean, unmodified opinion from Bowers & Company CPAs out of Watertown. It's the best opinion that we can receive on our financial statements. On page 15 is the management and discussion analysis. If for those of you who would not like to read 128 pages of a report, it'll give you a nice summary of that. Not included in this is the single audit this year, which can't be issued until New York State issues their OMB compliance supplement. So unfortunately, that's just facing a lot of school districts, but it doesn't affect us in any way. We still submit our financial statements, and once that's issued, then we'll send them the single audit report. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the budget. Oh, I'm sorry, this is the wrong one. That having the recommendation of the Audit Committee and the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby accept the 2025-2026 audit as prepared by Bowers and Company CPAs PLLC on this 22nd day of October 2025.
Is there a recommended action? So moved.
Aye. Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lamont?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lutcher?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Report number 8.
This is the board acceptance of the corrective action plan for the audit of 2025-2026. Bowers has recommended a couple of in-house keeping items for us to include keeping some of our investments in a not-for-profit. Some of our stocks that we were probably given back in the 60s and 80s that we house in the scholarship area that are permanent to us. And then they also recommended to us to close out some older classroom, extra classroom accounts that haven't been used in a couple of years. And lastly, helping us fine-tune our reserve plan by adjusting a couple of balances on there. So, all good recommendations. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, and the Augsburg City School District does hereby accept and approve the response and action plan to be submitted to SED on this 22nd day of October 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
I just have one question. This is for the audit ending June of 2025.
Yeah, it should be the audit ending for the 2024-2025 school year. Okay.
Thank you.
Good catch. So, Maria, yep. It should say 24-25.
Okay. With that correction.
Thank you, Mrs. Rizzuto.
With that correction, please call the roll.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Tessnock?
Aye.
Report number 9.
This is a resolution to approve budget transfers. That having the recommendation of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District does hereby approve the budget transfers as per the attached request for budgetary transfers on this 22nd day of October 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Second. Please
call.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr.
Lamont?
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Tessnock?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Report number 10.
This is a sports merger for the 25-26 school year with the Hubleton Central School District in the area of varsity bowling. That having the approval of the Superintendent of Schools, the Board of Education, the Augsburg City School District is hereby approved the sports merger with Hubleton Central School District and varsity bowling for the 25-26 school year on this 22nd day of October 2025.
Is there a recommended action?
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Sure. Any questions?
Yep. Same as we would with any other merger. So if we get a kid that's in the 7th and 8th grade because it's considered intramural, that would be half the cost of a, because we never had it before, that would be half the cost of a modified athlete. But if it's a kid on the varsity team, it would be the full cost they would pay if they were playing varsity soccer. If I gave a ballpark, probably about $700 or $800 per student.
Okay. So.
But I'll get that exact figure for you.
Okay, please call the roll.
Mr. Lalonde?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Tessnani?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Report number. Okay. Report number B1 will be passed on the consent agenda with one exception, item number 13.
Yes, of the updated report, the revised personnel.
Yep.
So we will, if someone would recommend, I'll entertain a motion to pass all items on B1 with the exception of number 13.
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Aye.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Tassani?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Lucky?
Aye.
And now we can... is there a motion on item number 13?
So moved.
Please call the roll.
Mrs. McRoberts?
Abstain.
Mr. Sutton?
Aye.
Mrs. Tassani?
Aye.
Mrs. Rizzuto?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Malone?
Aye.
Mr. Loeffler?
Aye.
Mrs. Lucky?
Aye.
I make a comment here.
Mm-hmm.
We just did number 13. Junior varsity modified wrestling.
No, it's the revised one. There's a revised one at your table that we had to shift.
Well,
do you have the revised copy?
Yeah.
There was two revisions.
You had the revised.
This is the second revised. Yeah.
It's revised.
We had to remove a substitute.
I've made a
note that the revised will have the timestamp, date stamp when it was revised, so we can be able to track which is the most recent one. That's on my notes.
Okay, and item B2, can I get a recommendation?
I want to thank the community yet again for their support of the EPC project. Roughly 83% approval. We'll go ahead with that work, and the best thing about it is as they're tearing things down within the capital project, they'll come in and start doing the lights and the new ballast for the LEDs, so they're not doing it twice. So this fits perfectly right in. There was one question that came out of and many have asked. We are looking at putting LED lights on the turf field, the question came up, and we were hoping to be able to transfer the lights on the turf field over to the lights on the old football field, and unfortunately there's too much wear and tear on those poles that they won't support the weight of those lights. But it's something that we're at least trying to consider in phase 4 of the building project to see where we stand. If we replace those poles, then we can repurpose those lights. Those lights aren't bad, they're just not energy efficient. But if we can reuse them in a way down the road, then we'll look at doing that. But there's no way that each light fixture to be pulled off from that light over to it, it's about 960 pounds per unit. And those wooden poles are just too old. They're going to have to be metal poles like they are over here on the turf. So we're hoping to be able to take those down and store them somewhere so they're not damaged if we do use them down the road. But as of right now, they cannot be used under the current with the current poles. So we just found that out today. So again, thank the community for their support on the project. To be able to lessen our carbon footprint by half, and a savings of $3.8 million over 18 years, it's a win for the district with no cost. So extremely excited about that. So And then next Board of Ed meeting will be Monday, November 17th, 2025, here in Cafeteria D, 6 p.m.
I do have one comment. They were talking about the ramp.
Yes.
I did have a community member stop me after the soccer game the other night and ask me, I think try to stop you as well, but you just kept driving.
Smart.
I was walking. I couldn't run. I would have looked really obvious. But concerns about the track stuff. I don't know what we typically keep under there, but there's a door that some of the track stuff was pulled out, could be pulled out of that at that side over there, and now they're concerned that the ramp is there, they won't be able to get the track stuff
out. Oh, no, we'll still be able to get the track. We got enough
then
access.
Then I would bring it forward.
Yeah, no, we got enough access.
Yeah. Okay. I saw you smile.
Okay, and concluding comments by our board member?
No, sure.
Student board member. All right, well, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned.
And we have to wait 10 minutes.
Yep. Hang on. Okay, here we go. Please call the roll for the...
I can read the action if you want. Or do you have to take attendance for this one, too?
No.
Okay. Okay. We don't do this often. This is Report A, right? Yeah. Canvas of the vote of the energy performance contract. The Board of Education of the Augsburg City School District be it further resolved that after examining the number of votes cast with respect to Proposition 1 energy performance contract, vote results are 173 yes to 36 no, and be lastly resolved that the recorded signatures each of the members of said board present on the official canvas document hereto annexed and made part of this resolution shall and does hereby certify same. Make sure you sign the canvas list, please.